6 days of rioting in a Negro section of Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact.
The Watts riots of 1965 began on this day. The large-scale, deadly rioting and looting broke out in the predominantly black Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles, California. The riots began when a Los Angeles police officer pulled over Marquette Fry because he suspected Marquette of drunk driving. Marquette was with his brother Ronald, and while officers questioned them, a crowd of onlookers began to form. When the boy's mother showed up, a struggle ensued, which led to the arrest of all three members of the Fry family. More officers arrived on the scene and hit the brothers with their batons. The crowd had grown by this point and had become angry. After the police left the scene, the crowd and tension escalated and sparked the riots, which lasted 6 days. The riots left more than 34 people dead, 1,000 wounded, and an estimated $50 to $100 million worth of property damage. It would stand as the most severe riot in Los Angeles history until the Los Angeles riots of 1992. After the Watts riots, then-Governor Pat Brown named John McCone to lead a commission to study the riots. The report issued by the commission concluded that the riots weren't the act of thugs, but rather symptomatic of much deeper problems, such as the high jobless rate in the inner city, poor housing, and bad schools. Although the problems were pointed out in the report, no great effort was made to address them or to rebuild what had been destroyed in the riots.
The entire section declared off-limits to all but residents. The people who live here are suffering great hardship with no grocery, drug, or other service stores able to operate.
And out to Nate Taylor with a shot. And a good left hook by Taylor. Both guys are making a mark in the first round.
Jermaine Bad Intentions Taylor was born in Little Rock on this day in 1978. Taylor began boxing at the age of 13 and has risen through the amateur and professional ranks to become one of the best boxers in the 21st century. He won a bronze medal in the 2000 Olympics and became the undisputed middleweight champion in 2005, holding that title for 2 years. Besides boxing, Taylor is actively involved in the Stamp Out Smoking Healthy Arkansas campaign and is part owner of a D1 sports training facility in Little Rock. Taylor has also spoken at several events regarding speech therapy for children who, like Taylor, suffer from speech impediments.
Don't worry about my Hulkamaniacs. They're survivors. They're ready. But you, macho man, I don't care where you stand.
Professional wrestler Hulk Hogan was also born on this date in 1953. The Augusta, Georgia native is a 12-time world heavyweight champion, 6-time WWF champion, and a 6-time WCW world heavyweight champion. Hogan was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2005. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The World Wrestling Federation champion, and what you gonna do, macho man, when the whole world full of Hulkamaniacs destroy you?